the new Connect FM.
And it is 2:05. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
Thanks so much for connecting with us. And there's something pretty exciting going on downtown. There's always something exciting going on downtown, but this time it's with Christopher's Fine Jewelry, and we've got Nate from Christopher's on the phone with us. How are you, Nate?
Doing wonderful. Beautiful day.
It is, especially if you're indoors in the air conditioning. you know, there's the Antique Roadshow, Pawn Stars, American Pickers. These are all just huge, huge shows, and you guys have an organization called the Great Estate Roadshow. That is with you today through Thursday, right?
That's correct. Yes, we're open 11 till 8 today.
Okay.
And nationalrarities.com is the name of the organization that's here with us for these 3 days. And Dennis has got years of experience with all sorts of collectibles and antiques. They're buying old photographs, old autographs, artwork. Lots of pocket watches have been coming in. And those old Cougaran coins, the special, you know, collector coins, those have been coming in the door. And they're here to buy it and appraise it and value it for you at no charge.
So now, wait a minute. Basically, you can make money off of your stuff.
That's right. It's just sitting in the storage shed, right?
Yeah. Or up in the attic or in a drawer somewhere. And it's just sitting there. And now, of course, some things that you have may not be worth anything, but you're not going to know unless you come by, right?
And it doesn't cost anything at all to bring it in.
So you said Dennis is the guy who's the appraiser?
That's correct.
And he's been doing this for a number of years?
That's correct.
And they just go across the country doing this, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And their stories are wonderful. I mean, there's so many hidden treasures out there that people bring in that they get to, you know, get to see some of the rarest things in the world.
And what are some of the stories that he's told you? I mean, because, you know, people, it's always the most shocking thing when somebody brings in something and they're like, oh, gosh, I don't know. I've had this forever. I don't know if it's worth anything. And then to find out that it actually is something.
Well, you get those touching emotional stories of great grandfather's pocket watch that was passed down through the generations. Mm-hmm. And now there's no heir. There's no male son. So the woman, you know, is checking to see how much it's worth. Today we had a man bring in a painting from the 1500s.
Mm.
Amazingly rare. And lots of, you know, old scrap gold jewelry, broken chains, you know, old pendants that were from an ex-boyfriend, you know. They're just sitting there not doing any good. Bring them in and get some cash for it.
So they're looking for anything from coins to, are they looking for silver jewelry or just gold jewelry?
No, silver and gold. Okay. We've had about 5 or 8 of those sterling silverware sets.
Mm-hmm.
Those have come in. They've been paying, you know, top dollar for them. All sorts of gold and platinum.
What if it's what if it's tarnished? Should you try and shine it up when you take it in? Or?
That's not necessary. No,
okay.
He knows the maker's marks and the telltale signs of where they were made and what the quality of the metal is without it being cleaned.
Okay. Costume jewelry, vintage jewelry, even vintage purses they look for.
Oh, yeah. There's so many fun things that are coming in.
And of course, watches and pocket watches. Isn't it sad to think that watches and pocket watches are a thing of the past, Nate?
It is kind of sad. Everyone has a cell phone now, but there's still a little extra cachet that comes with a nice watch.
Mm-hmm. And a nice pocket watch. And diamonds, too. Old diamonds, they're looking for those.
Yeah, even like scratched or like, you know, broken pieces of jewelry, a lot of times we can either recut the gems, or if they want to have something redesigned, mm-hmm. that's what we focus on. We can create a new piece out of the old diamonds.
Okay. And you had, you know, mentioned the paintings. They're looking for paintings, but even like, you know, like rare advertisements or things like that, right?
Oh, autographs. Yeah, we actually had someone bring in a concert ticket with an autograph of the artist. I think it might have been REO Speedwagon.
Oh, wow.
But they brought it in and, you know, got some money for it and decided to buy something for their daughter here at the store with the money that they got for this thing that they don't even use.
Well, that's one thing, too. You know, over at Christopher's Fine Jewelry, you end up with some money, and then there's a place right there to be able to spend some money and get something cool with that new cash. Right?
Yeah, brand new. Very cool stuff.
And even, like, toys? Are they looking for antique toys, too?
sure about toys. Okay. The rarities, you know, collectibles. Okay. If it's over, if the toy's from before 1970, they would definitely take a look at it.
Okay.
But it's the toy trains, mm-hmm. beer steins. I mean, there's some really amazing things that they're buying, and that they're buying Civil War photos also.
Oh, okay. Well, and again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Nate over at Christopher's Fine Jewelry, downtown Champaign, 124 North Neal Street in Champaign. And today, tomorrow, and Thursday, the Great Estate Roadshow is going to be in your store. And folks can just bring their stuff in that they think is worth something or that they would like to have Dennis there appraise. And if it is worth something, they'll give you the cash right there on the spot, right?
That's absolutely correct. And tonight's our late night. We're open until 8 p.m. for all those people listening at work.
Right. And then is it just until 6 then for tomorrow and Thursday?
That's correct.
Okay. And if somebody wants to come in and get something appraised, do they need to call in a reservation?
No, not at all. We do have about a 4 or 5 person wait kind of continuously throughout the day, so... Gives you a chance to soak up some of that air conditioning.
Ah, okay, and look around at the store there at Christopher's, huh?
Visit with the two cats that live here, yes.
What made you guys want to do this? This is pretty cool. I know they go around the country, and how did they connect with you guys?
Well, Dennis saw our website and saw how active we are on our Facebook site, and we were Facebook friends previously, so he saw that they actually commented on a picture of the cats. And then we just started talking, and this is a really great opportunity and very timely for a lot of our, you know, VIP customers. And we want to offer an extra service as Christopher's Fine Jewelry, just so we can help the public and help our clients. And it's a win-win situation. It's good for everybody.
All right. Well, this is a really cool thing. And, you know, a lot of people... looking for some money, looking for some ways to get some cash. Why not be able to get it from the stuff that you've got laying around in your own home?
And one of the best parts is these people are very reputable. They've been around forever, and they're experts in their field.
They're experts. And if you don't have any idea what something's worth, these guys are going to give you, I mean, they're fair, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, they're above the, like, gold scrap buy places that you might have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot more than just the scrap gold.
Okay.
Very fair prices.
All right. And you guys wouldn't have anybody in there otherwise.
No way. We wouldn't even let him in the door.
Exactly. Well, you guys do really good things at Christopher's Fine Jewelry. And what's your website? Because you did mention that, and it is a very nice website.
You can check us out on Facebook at Facebook.com/Christopher's Fine Jewelry, or mm-hmm. our website is www.christophersfjd.com.
Okay. And actually, you know, you guys link to it on the info page on your Facebook page too, and we've tagged you on our Facebook page, My Connect FM, so that it's really easy to find them that way too. Well, thanks, Nate. This is really cool, and everybody should stop by Christopher's Fine Jewelry at 124 North Neal Street. You're right across from like Boltini and.
Cowboy Monkey,
you're right there.
Yep, the brewery is right here.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a great excuse to go downtown tonight, open till 8 tonight, and the Great Estate Road Show will be with you until, what time do you open tomorrow?
11 a.m. till
okay.
6 p.m. tomorrow.
All right, so 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow and Thursday, so go get some money, people.
That's right.
All right.
Come in and visit.
Okay, thanks so much, Nate.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.